What if you could go back in time and change the past? Would it destroy the future? Monday, October 3rd, Timeless premieres.
This guy went back in time, trying to rewrite history. It could change the present in ways we can't predict.
Critics are calling Timeless thrilling, eye-popping, full of action and adventure.
Who are you? We're action.
This is Dr. Dre. I'm Nurse Jackie. We're from General Hospital.
Timeless, season premiere after The Voice, Monday, October 3rd on NBC.
Hey, idiot hookers. We're back for another season of Scream Queens here at AfterBuzz TV. This is episode one, season two, Scream Again. Tonight, we're going to talk about the Green Meanie and a bunch of new villains and a bunch of new hot men. And, of course, the Chanels.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Baby, my baby, my mom, baby. Okay, dugongs, we're back again for season two of Scream Queens. I'm your host, Keaton Markey, and I'm with an entirely new panel, and I'm so excited because these girls are super, super fans. I don't know if I'm going to be able to stay on for the entire season, so if I'm so happy to be able to pass it on to you guys if when I'm not able to be here. But you guys can follow me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, and I'll let all my girls introduce themselves.
Sounds like the Green Meanie might get you early on
might
in
get
the
me
season.
Fingers crossed that they don't.
Who knows? I'm going to be on this season as well. I'm Sam Davidson. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at SamD43, and I am so excited.
I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel.
And of course, don't forget to follow AfterBuzz TV at AfterBuzz TV everywhere. We're on the live chat. I think a bunch of us are. Renee will be focused on it.
I'll be there.
Yes, thank you, Renee.
Yes.
So let's dive in, ladies.
Yes.
So I guess the first thing I want to talk about is how they transitioned from season one to season two. All of us were loving it as it was going on and kind of like getting really excited and screaming throughout the thing. What were your guys' initial thoughts?
I loved it because I remember after season one, hearing that they're going to have a season two, I'm like, how are they going to start this season? How are they going to bring the Chanels back? And how are they not going to be in prison? And I just loved how they brought it back, and I thought it was so, so clever.
I love the way they brought the Chanels back. I feel like we all are going to say something along that line. And I thought the way it started the season was brilliant. It's such a smart show and hilarious.
Yeah, as usual, you know, when you watch TV shows and movies, for some reason, at least for me, I'm like, this must have been shot so long ago but you can tell by Snapchat filters and just alone by the opening with the Netflix documentary idea, this is very real and everyone is obsessing over these. I mean, oh my god, if that kind of documentary came out on Netflix,
I would watch it.
I would watch it.
I would probably watch it a dozen times, I'm going to be honest with you.
Well, right? We would all be hosts.
And I think this is what's so awesome about Scream Queens and what, like, I loved last season so much. Even when it got slow mid-season, it felt so current. And they were throwing in, so like, jokes that, like felt like they happened, like, 2 weeks ago. And it felt like they're just so up-to-date. And then I love that they also stick to what they are, even though it's a little silly. They opened up with the flashback, and we get introduced to the new villain. Is it the Green Meanie, who looks just as ridiculous as the Red Devil. And we have these two great kind of new flashback, like, actors that they're going to be coming back throughout the entire season. Laura Bell Bundy being one of them, and Jerry O'Connell.
Yeah, I know. We're super excited about them. Actually, Laura Bell Bundy is going to be here in the studio next week with us.
Yes. Yes. Yay! Yes. When I think of Laura Bell Bundy, I just think of Legally Blonde musical, and I die.
Yes.
She is like Chanel. She is a real life Chanel.
And thinking about last season, the flashbacks weren't very often. I think it was just at the beginning, and then I think maybe at one other time they came back, but I think that these characters are going to be in it a lot, which means the 1985 is going to be present a ton, which I love.
Yeah, or like or they're going to age them a little bit, and these characters might be in present day. Mm. So, I mean, you never know with this show. Well, you kind of do know with this show, because there were so many times where all of us were like, oh, no, we know what's going to happen, right? We know what's going to happen, like, closing our eyes, and just, I mean, I didn't realize I was not prepared yet for season two, but, man, did they throw you right back
this
into
one
it.
Over here. She was like...
I'm such a baby.
We're crossing off Doctor from her... from her list of
sorry,
careers.
I don't think you could take it.
I don't do blood, guys.
You don't love blood like Chanel loves blood.
Speaking of doctors, can we talk about our two new favorite men on Scream Queens?
Wow.
Dr. Hot.
Obsessed.
Okay. I'm big fans of both Taylor Lautner and John Stamos.
I die.
And
I die.
Like, you guys, I bought my sister for one of her birthdays, she's in high school, a Taylor Lautner cardboard cutout once.
What?
Yeah, and she had it for a long time.
Hashtag Team Jacob. Team Jacob. I don't know anybody else. But.
Oh, you know what? I could never decide. But they the way that they cinematically made them look. Not that they needed any help, but it
made
was
them look away.
Funny and super sexy. I kept on seeing myself like go like that. For listeners, that means I was just reaching towards the television and grabbing the air.
For listeners.
What do you guys think of these two guys?
Oh my, well, like, what's not to love? I love that John Stamos shower scene when they're all just there watching. That was so funny. And I love that Taylor Lautner is like a super cold character.
Yeah,
oh my god.
Twilight thing.
I was not
I run cold. Literally cold directly from Twilight. I run hot. Oh, I love that they're doing
that.
That.
Me too.
I hope they do it with Full House a little bit with John Stamos.
I
hope they do some
that.
Uncle Jesse
yes.
jokes. I imagine they will.
Well, they did like a hair thing.
Oh yeah, his
towards
hair.
The beginning.
There needs to be more. Maybe they could play like "I Wish I Was Jesse's Girl" at some point. That would be amazing.
Oh,
that'd be brilliant.
That's gonna be probably the end song for one of the episodes.
Calling it.
She called it here.
Yeah.
Early
here
prediction.
Predict. Yeah. Early predictions. Oh my gosh. I got that shower scene. I think all of our faces were exactly like Chanel's face. We were all just like.
But and meanwhile, Chanel is like stripping down.
That
oh my god,
amazing,
hysterical! Oh god, these girls, I
my
miss
favorite.
Them.
I know. So the Chanels are back. They got back, brought back in a kind of very unique way. Zayday is back, and Dean Munch is back again, having her hands in everything, and seems to be the one doing all the evil stuff. What do you guys feel about Dean Munch and kind of the setup with her relationship with Zayday and the Chanels?
It's tough. I don't know. I mean, it could really go either way with what her plan is. I mean, she has a plan for them, and I love that she's just getting everyone involved. I'm concerned, but I will say I love that she's already, like, assigning them homework. He's like, you're going to write 1,000 words. I thought that was so funny. She, like, grounded them and gave them homework, and it was great.
I was like, how many words do they know, first of all? I think she's... definitely orchestrating something right now.
I think that it's going to kind of tie back to season one, because for so long in season one, we thought she was the killer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And, like, that kind of creepy stuff that she did doesn't just go away.
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of, I think, has to mean something. And I think it might be one of those things that she's kind of been behind this bit orchestrating all along.
I don't know. I love Dean Munch, and I feel like... it's kind of weird, because I feel like last season, kind of Emma Roberts was the lead character, and I feel like they opened this up with Dean Munch being the main character of the series, and I'm wondering if that means Emma Roberts could and Chanel could potentially be killed off this season.
No!
I know that's a, like, no, but, like, what if that's where the series is going to start just following Dean Munch rather than Chanel? I don't know.
No way, Jose.
I don't want it to be that.
Because the Chanels are... everything. Like, they make this show so good. And if they killed off, like, I mean, really any of the three, I feel like that would, what would season three even be without the Chanels?
Yeah.
I would not watch a show just about Dean Munch, I'll be honest with you. I need the Chanels in there somewhere.
Well, they did bring in a lot of new characters, so let's talk about a few of them, besides the hot doctors.
What? Who else was there besides?
Well, we have our favorite candy striper, who automatically seems Chamberlain Jackson.
Yes.
He seems evil. That guy is up to no good.
He could totally be the killer.
I love him, though.
I could see him being the killer. Because he's like, close enough where he's involved and they put him in the
That's
show.
True.
And he's not, like, I would not suspect him otherwise if I wasn't thinking, like, try to think outside the box or the regular suspect, someone creepy. He's the only one that's not creepy. He has a freaking candy cart. Like, I would not suspect him. I'd go get candy from him, so he could totally be a killer.
He's gonna, like, poison the candy.
Yeah.
I thought it was very interesting that, you know, in the flashback scene, if they're setting it up like they did last season, the flashback scene, the pregnant woman, her husband gets, like, killed by the doctors when they should have helped him, and kind of, so that's what sets up the new monster, or the new villain, and the wife was white and the husband was black. So it makes me, I feel like that was like a clue, because they put little clues, but then they also put clues to kind of throw you off a little bit. So mm-hmm. when you look at like the whole cast that we've met yeah. thus far, he would be like, maybe he's the baby. I don't know. Like he could be, I don't know. My number one thought of could be the baby.
I'm thinking a brother.
Brother. Okay.
Ooh. Because, you know, just not trying to say anything, but, like, a someone who is half white, half black, I feel like would not be as dark. I don't know. But I feel like it definitely would be more of a brother, like a younger brother of the man that died.
I like where this is going.
Okay, I see that. So we have the candy striper we met really quickly. We have Cecily Strong, the wolf girl, who, and I love them bringing love SNL her. Alums in, because last season we had an amazing SNL alum, and I'm like losing my train of thought right now with her name, but she, oh my gosh, what is her name?
Why am I it starts with an N, it's a...
My chat went down, so I can't...
Yeah, there's no internet.
Anyways... Amazing. So I'm so glad Cecily Strong came back in. I think she's so funny, even though
she's
killed
great.
Her off so quickly.
Real quick.
And then we have the best nurse ever. Do you want to talk a little bit? Because me and you were talking about the
yes.
nurse, and I had no idea. I was shocked and screamed when she showed up. So
yeah, she was surprised. I knew it was coming, but I wasn't sure if it was a cameo that she's like, hey, I'm Kirstie Alley. I honestly thought that's what it was, because on IMDb, they just put her on like a couple days ago.
Wow.
I read articles about it. Look Who's Talking. If anyone hasn't seen it, you totally should. Her and John Travolta, those are my like first favorite movies since I was like a kid.
Oh my gosh, It Takes Two?
Yes.
Like literally, like that's why I love Kirstie Alley so much, is just from It Takes Two and
Me
like
too.
The Olsen twins. And she's so evil in this, and I feel like she's an equal match to Chanel, where I never thought Dean Munch was. I always felt
yeah.
like Chanel would either outsmart or find a new way to manipulate her, but I feel like Nurse Hoffel is
it's gonna be really Hoffel. Easy to remember
yeah,
her because
it's
of awful.
I am
awful. I think she's wonderful, and I cannot wait to see what I swear if they kill her off midway through the season, I'm gonna be so upset.
I love Sam. Her, and yeah, as Sam was saying, it was just announced like last week mm-hmm. or 2 weeks ago that she was gonna be in the show,
but
and I was
series
like,
regular. And they announce, you know, with this show, they really try to surprise us. They wait so long to announce things. That's just Ryan Murphy's style, and I love it. Everybody loves surprises,
yeah.
right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And he totally gets that. And, yeah, I mean, he's just waiting to kind of, like, give his fans treats all the time. And Kirstie Alley was definitely super fun thing to have
her
on
her.
As a surprise.
She's a queen.
That's all the new characters, correct? Our internet just went down, so sorry, guys. I think, yeah, that's it.
I think so,
that's
yeah.
all the new characters. But there were some old characters that I missed, but we saw a couple in the promos, so we might get them back.
Yes.
Chad Radwell. I was sad that he wasn't in this episode, but, you know, he was in the previews.
Yes. I think he...
Naked.
Naked.
As he
Even
should
better.
Be.
As he should always be.
Yeah. I mean, as much as I love his offensive banter, I mean, he's amazing naked, too, so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd watch that.
Yeah.
For sure.
Anything
I will
work
watch.
With him.
Yeah.
And, of course, Hester, right?
Yes.
Yes.
So, Hester, we saw her, but
for a brief
is
moment.
She gone now forever? Or are we going to
no.
see her come
I don't
back?
Think so.
Totally
she's listed on IMDb.
Yeah. I think that she is somehow going to be, either in the hospital with, yeah, yeah, pretty sure. What else could happen?
Maybe she'll get hurt or something or get some disease in jail, and so they have to move her to the hospital to cure her of something, so then she's back involved with the Chanels and with everything that's going on in there.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I think that Dean Munch is building some kind of army. That's what, I know this sounds crazy. I watch too many, like, weird fantasy sci-fi shows, but still, I think that she wants to bring these girls all back together, which includes Hester.
Right? But what about Skylar?
Well, I think we know that she's not going to be in the season either.
She transferred schools.
Yeah, neither is Oliver Hudson.
Sad.
And I really loved Oliver Hudson.
I love Oliver. I mean, because I was a huge Nashville fan. Oh, and if, I love if Nashville. If you guys do not follow Oliver Hudson on Instagram, you are missing out. Mm-hmm. The most hilarious person. So, yes, it is very sad that he is not back. But I don't know. They didn't kill him, though, did they? No.
No.
He was still alive. He survived.
When the last season ended, it was him and Dean Munch, like, together.
Yeah.
So we... Yeah. We are, but I did read an article today, like, on People, I think, or something credible, which means I should believe them. But, yeah, Skylar Samuels and Oliver Hudson and Joe Jonas and Ariana Grande. Nick Jonas. Ugh, I always get those confused. They will not be on this season, like, 100%.
Well, Ariana's going to be busy with Hairspray rehearsals because she's going to be in Hairspray Live, which is in December. I don't know. Well, Nick Jonas is on tour. Yeah, I don't know what Skylar and Oliver are doing.
You know, but they're not coming back. Really, but sad. I do think that Dean Munch is trying to gather them. I mean, clearly, why
she
else
totally
would she...
has a plan to get them all together. We just
plan.
Don't
She's
know.
Orchestrating.
Could be an army. I don't know.
Yeah, an army of bitches.
But who are they up against?
Right.
Well, they're up against the Green Meanie, and I wonder.
Okay, that's true.
This is always the question: is Dean Munch? Is she trying to hide something, or is she trying to do something? Like, is she out to get somebody, or is she trying to hide something that she already did?
Both.
Okay, yeah. It seems like she's trapping them, though. Like, if anything, they're living there, they're all living there. Like, it seems more so she's, like, putting them all in this area where they can't get out, and they really, where are they gonna go now that they're not getting paid, and they have to live, like, they're living there, they're not making money, they're not gonna go anywhere else for the Chanels, and Zayday's there. I mean, I don't know, it seems like she's grouping everyone into this one location. Doesn't want them to get out.
Doesn't it seem odd that Zayday was so... I mean, obviously free medical school is a lot of money. But doesn't it seem a little odd that she was so quick to say, I'm in!
Two things. Yes. That was weird. Also, what was weird was when she saw the Chanels and screamed and then was like, I'm so glad you're here.
That was so
There's
weird.
Something up with Zayday.
Mm, I agree.
Maybe they did a lobotomy on her, and so she, like, is being... Maybe she's, like, I don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, there's definitely something up with Zayday, 100%. Yeah. I'm not saying... Well,
And Zadie's not an idiot either. Like, why would she want to do a lobotomy? Like, I don't know. Zadie was always, like, out to fight for the little guy rather than, like, jump to conclusions really fast.
I mean...
She was the one who questioned everything.
Yeah, her character in this episode actually kind of confused me because I could not tell where she stood with anyone. Like, even with the Chanels, in the beginning, she, like, hugged them. She's like, oh, my God, you guys are here. And then she got them in trouble. But then she was okay with them again. And then they shut her down because they're like, it's easy being a doctor. So I don't know where she stands. And I feel like she used to be so opinionated. And, like, I knew where she was. And I knew who she liked and who she didn't like and what was going on in her head. But, like, this episode, like, I have no idea.
She's back and forth.
Yeah.
Yeah, part of me is annoyed. But the other part of me is like, you know what? Ryan Murphy, Brad Fulchick, like, they have us. I'm going to trust them.
They know what they're doing. They're
smart. They're not just going to let Zayday have this weird character fart, basically.
Yeah,
like,
there's going to be some type of explanation. I think it's definitely something to pick up on now to, like, actually figure out who the killer might be. And the killer, as we know, can be multiple people.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. What do you guys think of the look of this killer?
Looks like the other one, but green.
Yeah. Agreed.
What do you feel about, like, the whole story behind the hospital and kind of, like, the fact that they dumped dead bodies in the swamp?
So Scream Queens.
But do you think there's, like, legitimacy, like, behind that, or do you think that's more of, like, kind of a, like, an old wives' tale that they're kind of...
No, I think that happened.
Okay.
Yeah, I think it happened as well. It's about, like, how that connects to the story now, I'm not sure. Because I feel like they're trying to trick us in a way, but I do think it happened. And it has to have some relevance to this storyline. I don't know.
So there's obviously also something very much up with Dr. Cascade and Dr. Holt. Dr. Cascade, first of all, he runs cold. What is his issue? And Dr. Holt has a hand transplant. I'm thinking Frankenstein. We had the werewolf. Vampire. I'm thinking it could be a vampire. Like, he runs cold. Like, are we going to see the classic kind of horror villains come out in this season? Or what do you guys think?
Oh, I'd be so down for that.
That's a really interesting point. I don't know, because the green meanie thing, like, it glowed, right?
Yeah, the creature from the deep lagoon, or the creature.
Right, but it was this magical kind of aspect that we didn't exactly see, and maybe, like, you dip one of those broken bodies in there, and they turn into something else. I don't know. I don't know how fantasy or sci-fi Ryan Murphy and Brad are going to get the season.
X-Men.
I will say, I think Dr. Brock Holt has, like, a ghost hand. I think that's what was happening when him and Emma Roberts were together, and then he kept being, like, going around her neck with his hand, and then, like, pushing it down. Because I think if they put in the hand transplant, and then that one scene, it makes me think something's up with his hand where he can't, like, control it. Because I would
agree with that. And that hand also is like, because it's a nod to Frankenstein. Like, that's like that's the evil inside of him, or the monster hand. And then, you know, or he could have the hand of a murderer or something. And so if he does something bad, he can blame it on the hand or something like that.
Man, wish I could do that.
But the fact that Taylor Lautner was
vampire.
I think that's
he just
a good...
needs to start, like, sparkling or something for us to, like, get the glare.
He's a werewolf, and I just won't buy him as a vampire. It's just not going to happen.
I would be so... Well, if he does come out to be a vampire, they better make so many more Twilight
they
jokes.
They better.
Like, come on.
I know. I will say, Taylor, like, the Taylor Lautner of it all of this, it made me laugh, but, like, sometimes it maybe wasn't a good laugh, you know? It was like oh, geez. Like, that kind of laugh. But I do like that him and number three, that they're, like, deadpan, you know, love.
She found the love of her life,
I ship it.
Number three is my favorite.
Soulmate.
By the way, guys, I just would like to tell everyone, because I am so proud, I bought earmuffs off Amazon, and they are pink and have rhinestones. They didn't get here today. I don't know how I'm going to do it on top of these, but I'm going to make it work. So,
make it work.
Yeah. Get excited for my muffs next week.
Also, Laura Bell Bundy, which is super exciting.
Yes. And of course, so, Laura Bell Bundy.
Like, hello. Yeah.
And my muffs.
And her muffs. More important
than muffs. And I plan on getting muffs too.
Oh, well, we're going to get muffs all around.
And a crown.
I don't really like saying the word muffs, it sounds dirty. Speaking of kind of like different sayings and stuff, like, one of the topics of, I guess, debate in this episode was ghosting. Before this episode came out, what is everybody's opinion? Like, what is ghosting to you?
Chanel number 5 had it. It's when your ghost is someone just disappears when you're talking to them. You're talking to them, everything's great, and then all of a sudden they're gone. It's ghosting. Yeah, totally.
Chanel number 5's definition. Yep. Definitely.
Yeah, and I agree. It's that Chanel number 5 is usually right, except the only dumb thing I've honestly seen her do was
Chanel. Yeah, no, that was so bad. Leading us to the first death, second death of the season.
They like the chirotherapy. They did it last year. They tried to kill Dean Munch in a stand-up chirotherapy.
Oh, yeah.
And they're opening all over L.A. And I wanted to go to one before I saw the Dean Munch episode. And I still want to go. I'm not going to lie.
No, it scares me. I don't like that. I don't like it one bit.
You know what? Maybe that's how they all turn so weird. They go on those things, the chirotherapy ones.
But I felt like those were, because that wasn't, chirotherapy gets you cold. Those baths were really hot. So it wasn't chirotherapy, like, because remember, and I thought her skin was going to melt off. Yeah. That was the first thing my mind went to. I was like, oh my God, she's going to get locked in and the water is going to be boiling hot.
And
like,
it was going to be.
It's going to, like, melt her or whatever. And so then, but then, like, as soon as they got locked in, I was like, oh no, oh no, we're going to lose heads here, oh no.
She's like, I'm down with that.
What did you guys think that Chanel number 5 is dead?
No.
No.
Heck no.
Absolutely. I mean, I hope not. I am beginning to...
Because she is?
No. I'm just, like, beginning to realize slower and slower. You know, I thought I was Chanel number 3, but I think I might be Chanel number 5 sometimes. No one ever listens to me, and I'm usually right. I totally feel well, Chanel
we'll
number 5.
Well, start listening to Sam, then.
You will listen to you, okay, Sam? We're so
no,
sorry.
No, Sam, I will not listen to you. My head might get chopped off. I will not.
It could be
no,
me.
No, it's
not
Chanel.
I know. I love Emma Roberts. I think, like, the way
she
plays it so well.
She does so well. Anything else from this episode, guys, that we want to kind of dive into before I, because there's a fun thing that we used to do every episode last season where we talked about our Chanelisms and our favorite Chadisms. And so our favorite lines from each episode.
Ooh,
so, okay. But before that, let's make sure we get through everything of the episode. Anything else we're missing? We got the nurses out to get them. The makeover montage.
Of yes.
That was fantastic.
Thank goodness for
a
makeover
my gosh.
Montage. I'm never
I want
mad
a makeover from the Chanels.
We'll give you a makeover.
Yeah, we could do a makeover.
Okay.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
It's gonna be live streamed. No.
That always just reminds me, you know, of like Ty from Clueless.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Any
that's what I was
makeover
say.
Montage.
Katie from, or Catty from Mean Girls.
Yeah. She didn't need one.
We're going shopping, bitches.
So
get it.
Good. It's so sad she had to die so soon because she looked, I mean, her eyebrows weren't great, but the rest
agreed.
Was great.
I agree, yeah.
Yeah, she looked bad.
And I really appreciated that they didn't, like, do the makeover and, like...
Make her look
and,
exactly
and
like...
And make her just look like Cecily Strong,
agreed.
But they did the makeover and actually put a wig over the bald cap that was obviously
yeah.
over Cecily Strong's hair. I was like, okay, good. I'm glad that they... Yeah, I completely
yeah,
agree.
That
they
did yeah,
they made it a little more campy
mm-hmm.
and
they made it real.
No, well, they did their Scream Queen thing, and that's what I love. I love when it's campy and it's goofy, and you're just like, oh, God, this looks ridiculous.
Yeah.
Yay, makeovers! So let's talk about favorite lines from the episode, girls. I know you were all taking notes, so favorite lines. I should have told you guys this before we started watching
oh,
the episode.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We did this every week
oh,
last
man.
Season.
I like Dr. Hot.
You like Dr. Hot? Okay, okay.
That line.
Well, the only line we already talked about, but it's the only line that I wrote down, was it, what did he say? He said, I feel like ice, even if you warm it. I'm like ice. Even if you give it warmth, it melts.
No,
those
I know.
Are
he,
the exact lines.
Well, doesn't he wish he was,
yeah.
he was like ice.
He wished he was like ice. Even, yeah, which is exactly what Chanel number, you know, she
mm-hmm.
has some issues with the muffs. She, you know, clearly is cold. She's a little bit cold, guys. So it's perfect
cold.
I did not get any quote verbatim, but I really liked just the whole ghosting scene with all of them and their different ideas of ghosting. I thought it was hysterical. And I love that I thought they were going to end it with Chanel number 5, and then Chanel gives her completely random idea of what ghosting is, and you're just like, what am I watching? But it's
yeah.
great.
It's like,
that.
When you poop and you flash in the toilet,
yeah.
it's like, where are you
like,
going
are
with
you?
This? This is so gross. I just loved the random, like, I love the random Chanel quotes that you hear, you know, the dugongs, idiot hoes,
yes.
love those things. But I was so impressed with Christy Alley and her delivery of, like, her, like, basically, she's, like, an adult Chanel. And the way
she
like, she just calls them out and, like, calls them, like these terrible names. And you're just like, oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Like, whenever a line, like, makes me feel super uncomfortable because I think it's so mean, that's when I'm like, thank you, Scream Queen. Thank you for going there.
It's like, you said it, not me.
Yeah. I'm just repeating.
That's what this show should be called. Like, you said it, not me. No, because we do not agree with what they say most of the time at all, but it is still... very funny to watch, as I'm sure
so
these
good.
Fans know and understand, and that's why they appreciate it.
Absolutely. Well, I'm so sad. I think our internet's so down, so we can't, like, do shout-outs or take what... Go ahead.
I liked Chanel number 5's thing about the drain. And
oh,
I was, like, spit.
I know
it.
You did.
I was
your
laughing
French
so hard
got all
I spit
over me.
Over
it was gross.
And I would like to apologize on air.
Thank you for this apology, Hunter. I appreciate it.
Sorry for spitting on you. It won't happen again.
Okay. We were all laughing for a while about that one. I'm glad you mentioned it because that was super funny. Because we all know how it is, you know? You shower and there's the... It doesn't make me barf, but...
I thought you were going a completely different way with that.
Keep your drains clean. My sister and I used to always get in the worst fights about that. I'd be like, that is your hair! Why is it in my shower? And that was the biggest fight. It was
the struggle.
The struggle was real with long blonde hair. So, let's see. Anything else, or should we dive into predictions, girls?
Yeah, let's get into predictions.
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 And now, you're after Buzz TV. Predictions.
I'm so sad that chats are down.
I know, guys, we're very sorry.
I know, we're so sorry, guys.
I keep trying to refresh it.
Yeah, tweet at us your predictions, and then next week we can give you shout-outs before we start the episode.
Yes, and comment on YouTube, because we will find those.
And give us thumbs up. We love those. We love thumbs up. So, I just want your regular predictions, and after episode one, who you think the killer is.
Ooh, okay. Regular predictions. I think Hester is going to be coming back in the next, like, two episodes. And I think Chanel number 5 is alive. And as for killer, I'm not trusting Candyman.
Candyman can.
All I'm going to say is that Chanel number 5 better be alive because she's my favorite Chanel. And I'm liking the Candyman theory. Even though I like, I want to trust the guy because he has candy.
Yeah, I'd go.
And I like candy.
Becca, you know? Will be his first victim.
Becca, you're already dead. You're dead. He killed you already.
He looks at you and you're going to die.
Yeah, Chanel number 5 years.
Can I be Chanel number 7?
I mean, I guess. Okay, here's what I think. I think that Dean Munch and Zayday were super suspicious. Like, well, I didn't think Zayday was, but all the time it was like, Zayday's the killer, Zayday's the killer. So I think that it's either Dean Munch or Zayday. It's not just a new story. It's going to stem back from last season, from what we saw. That's not going to be totally over. And I do think Hester is going to come back as some kind of patient, and they're going to have to take care of her.
Ooh, yes.
Oh my gosh, what if Zayday's the baby?
Yep. That's what I'm thinking.
Oh my, that just clicked in my head. But that's what they did. Well, because wasn't last time Skylar was the baby, or not Skylar.
Hester was the baby.
Yeah, and Boone were the baby. Okay. I don't know. Maybe it's another twin scenario. I don't know. But I don't think, I agree with you. I don't think the candy striper is the child. I think he's just, I think he is. He is somebody that's supposed to try to throw us off. I do think he's bad, and I think he might end up killing somebody by accident or whatever at some point, but I don't think he's, like, the main killer. I think we're going to see either Laura Bell Bundy or, the doctor she
Jerry
was working
O'Connell.
With. Jerry, I think.
Dr.
One,
Mike.
They are going to be coming back into modern day, and I think they're going to be stirring up some trouble, so I think it could be potentially one of them is actually the killer is kind of pissed or something about. So I don't know. That's who I think it is so far. But every
oh, wait, I just came
I like
up
the
with something
Zayday
else.
Thing.
Oh, give it to me.
Okay, so when Dr. Mike Jerry O'Connell brings that woman who we still weren't quite sure of, right?
Yeah.
To the lake or whatever. The green mini.
Yeah.
Like maybe. She got some radioactive something, and then somehow
she's
that
never
is how,
aged.
Yeah, she hasn't aged. Or that's how, like, werewolves and, like, that water is how, like, these deformities of some sort get created.
Ooh. Mm.
I don't know. I think they're going to be sticking to old. Like, I feel like last season was very much, like, horror genres, like, and very, like, horror tropes, where I think this season, I think they're picking out specific horror characters from, like, classic horror movies and kind of throwing them in there, going to interweave their stories in a unique and modern and Scream Queen way. So Frankenstein, werewolves, vampires, the Creature of the Black Lagoon, all of those, maybe the Bride of Frankenstein. Go to Universal Studios and you guys can figure it out. But I think that's about it for this week. Until next time, where can we find all of you guys?
Hey guys, I'm Renee Ariel, and you can follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Renee Ariel, and check out my blog, catslipstickla.com.
Hi, I'm Becca Brown. You can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Becca B Talks TV.
And you guys can find me, Sam Davidson, at samdavidsonentertainment.com, Twitter and Instagram at samd43, and we have Laurabel Bundy coming next week, yeah! So woo! Get excited, send us questions, and can't wait to see you next week.
And you guys can find me all over the interwebs at Keaton Markey, as well as on the Popcorn Talk on Disney Movie News every Wednesday night. And this has been so fun, ladies. I love having you guys on the panel. I hope I can stay this season because you guys are so much fun. But until next week, we'll see you guys next time.
Bye. Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later, bitches!
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.